Let's pray.
Father, I thank you for the people that you have brought today. Lord, you know their hearts. You know them much better than I do. Lord, use me as a vessel to speak into their lives. And as they cry out unto you for whatever the reason they have come for, Lord, answer them by fire. I pray that, Lord, today they will not go back in the same way they came. But Lord, that you will fill them, fill every gap that the enemy has created in their lives. Fill it and take away every emptiness. Lord, until your spirit is poured out from on high, Lord, let their wilderness, some of them have come with emptiness. Some of them, Lord, are not fruitful in their lives. Lord, fill them. Let them experience you as we share on this particular text. And my Father and my God, we pray that righteousness will be their portion. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's give God a mighty hand clap. Praise God. If you have come with your Bible, I want to ask you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23. We don't have much time. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Now, this particular season, we'll be looking at God's given leaders. God is given leaders, leaders that come from God. And so the whole of this month will be focusing on biblical characters that led by the Spirit of God and how they did it. And today specifically we are looking at David's preparation for leadership. Praise God. Praise God. God's given leaders. And we're going to be looking at David as a leader that was prepared by God right from his youth. Praise God. So 2 Samuel chapter 23, I will just read a few verses, but I will go deep into the other scriptures that I'll be mentioning as I raise prayer points. 2 Samuel chapter 23, I hope we are all there. And this is what it says. These are the last words of David. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made me with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? This is the word of God. I don't see us responding in the way that you expect God to speak in your heart today. This is the word of God. That's better. Now, we're going to look at David and the way God prepared him for leadership. Praise God. One of the things that God does is to choose a leader for a people. So we find that in the scriptures, God is the one who selected David as a leader for the nation of Israel, as a king. David was a son of Jesse, as we all know. And as a son, we observe that he didn't have a title. He had no title. He was just a son. But yet God was preparing him to become what he was supposed to become. Praise God. So we see that David built his relationship with God with trust. He trusted God. I want us to look at Psalm 31, verse 14. Psalm 31, verse 14. David said, "But I trust in you, O Lord. You are my God." You know? And he keeps repeating this statement. In Psalm 37, verse 3, he also said, "Trust the Lord and live right." Praise the Lord. So David was a man that had a trust relationship with God. Praise God. He was a leader who had a trust relationship. As a man who trusted God, he also had a consciousness and the desire to live right. He wanted to live a righteous life as a leader. And you see, it is the trust that you and I have for God that can bring the life of righteousness. You cannot live a life of righteousness unless you trust in the giver of that life of righteousness. So the life of righteousness, in other words, is not for every other person. It is only those that have chosen to trust and remain in the Lord. Praise God. If you remain in darkness, you'll have no testimony of deliverance. Now, throughout the scriptures, we see that David had a testimony on how God delivered him from several circumstances of life and situations. And at times we can identify with David when we hear the Psalms. He received training from God. God groomed him to become a leader and a person that he wanted him to become. Altogether, God raised him up as a leader right from the time of his youth, to such an extent that even when he was a king, he still had and maintained a good, powerful relationship with God. A relationship with trust. Trusting in the Lord at all times. That was his portion. Praise God. And in 2 Samuel chapter 23, we read that David said, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me." Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. Verse 2. His word is on my tongue. You know, there are very few leaders that can stand and testify that the Spirit of God has spoken to them. There are very few. Even for us who are born again, very few of us who can say, "The Lord told me and the Spirit of God has spoken." Because we seem to be hearing so many other voices that take away our attention from hearing God. But David, it was his custom to hear from God. And I pray that by the time you live here, and as you grow in your Christian life, it will be your custom to hear from God. Praise the Lord. That you can have a testimony to say, "The Spirit of God actually speaks by me." He was a man of patience. He was a patient person. In fact, his patience was tested several times, especially when he was running away from Saul. I will not go into the details. But we see that God prepared him right from the time he was young up to the time when he became king. In Psalm 37, verse 7, Psalm 37, verse 7, David said, "Be patient and trust the Lord." One of the things that take away our trust from God is the idea of impatience. We are not patient to trust that God will handle our situations, to trust that God will actually change the unchangeable. But David said, "Be patient and trust in the Lord." So many of us this afternoon, probably we have not developed a life that is patient with God, that we are able to hear from him. We have not developed a trust relationship with God because we are not patient with him. You know? And I pray that this afternoon, as you pray to God, you will ask for that as a gift. Praise God. That God will give you that gift so that you are patient and that everything that you seem to be seeing being in dilemma will actually be turned around. Praise God. So David trusted the Lord to the extent that God is the one who taught him battle. God is the one who taught him how to fight. Our trust in God can open a new era of anointing. Praise the Lord. David went through several circumstances that when he went through them, he recognized that it is only trust in the Lord that could deliver him. So the more we trust in God, the more the anointing in our lives to deal with several challenges that can come on our way. Praise God. And I was giving this testimony to one of the fellowships. Our son was delaying to walk and speak. He had reached 2 years. You know, we thought, what is happening with this child? And so he wasn't speaking. So what we did one morning with my wife is that we brought him into our bedroom and reminded God of Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. And we said, Lord, you told Moses, when Moses complained that I am not eloquent, not able to speak, and blah, 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 you said, who has made man his mouth and who makes him mute? So we quoted that scripture and reminded God. And as I speak right now, our son speaks. It was as instant as that. Praise God. We said it is not within our power to do what we cannot do, but the trust we have in you, we're going to use that so that you can do something new and change our situation. Praise God. So David trusted the Lord. He trusted God to such an extent that when he was facing the Philistine, you know, 1 Samuel chapter 17, he had no fear. He had the confidence. He received the anointing from God. And that anointing came out of a desire to always inquire of the Lord in everything that he did. Praise God. You can see from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 1 to 3. 1 Samuel 23, 1 to 3. He inquired of the Lord. He said, shall I go and attack the Philistines? You remember that scripture. Now remember that before this actually, David had already fought and killed a Philistine. You know, it now logically doesn't seem right that he should now be asking whether he should go and fight against the Philistine. Because why didn't he say, I have experience of defeating and fighting Goliath? He said, shall I go and attack these Philistines? He inquired of the Lord. You know, that was developing a relationship, a trust relationship with God Almighty. And I pray that somebody here this afternoon will develop a trust relationship in Jesus' name. So he inquired of the Lord. And in that chapter, we see him actually inquiring of the Lord 9 times to seek God's will in different circumstances. You see, we need to cultivate this culture of inquiring, asking God, inquiring from God. David was a man of prayer. And many of us come in prayer and we are just asking and we're just babbling words. But David is teaching us to always inquire, ask God questions. To say, Lord, should I go ahead with this decision that I'm about to take? You know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Praise God. I want us to pray the first prayer. And in this prayer, I want us to ask God. Just put your hand, your right hand, and say, Father, before I take any decision of my life, let me know your will. Let me inquire of you. Just go ahead and pray. Just go ahead and ask God. Say, Lord, before I take any decision of my life, let me know your will. Let me inquire of you, O Lord, before I proceed to invest money, before I proceed to get married, before I proceed to pursue an academic course, before I proceed to do anything in my life. Lord, let me know your will. As you dealt with David, my father, let me know your will. Give me a trust relationship as you did with David, my father. Let me speak by your spirit. Let your word be on my tongue. Lord, let it be my custom, O Lord, my father. Before I take any decision, my Lord, let me know your will. Let me know your will, O Lord. Let me know your will. Let me know your will. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. So David always wanted to know God's will. Another thing that we find in David as a God-given leader is that he knew the Lord personally. Praise God. He had a personal relationship with God. In Psalm 23, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." He didn't say, "The Lord is our shepherd." He wasn't talking about the Nicene Creed. We believe, you know, you are standing with every other person. We believe. No. He had a relationship, direct relationship with God. Praise God. As a king, he had a personal relationship with God. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Praise God. I'm wondering how many of us, you know, yes, of course we know, we say, "I am saved and I'm all this." But when it comes to certain matters, we seem to be hiding in a group. And the Lord is speaking to you today to say, there is no more hiding. You have got to develop, number one, trust in him, but also make God and relate with him personally. Ask God questions. You know, do you know the Lord as your shepherd? David, because of his trust relationship with God, even attained greatness. He was a great man, as you all know. He was a great man. He attained greatness. And listen, David's greatness, he used his greatness as a tool, not as a weapon. Praise God. I'll say that again. You know, there are so many of us who, in our various places where God has placed you to be, you can be a husband in a home, you can be a wife. You know, you have some jurisdiction, you have some authority in that place, even in your workplace. You know, you are great. God has made you great. He has brought you to that level. But you are using your greatness as a weapon against other people. You know, you are using it as a weapon. But David used his greatness as a tool to nurture other people. Praise God. When God makes you great, he wants you to use it to raise other people to the level that God wants them to reach. Praise God. Let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 to 2. You know, in that text, we see David using his greatness. He was a king. He had all the rights to do whatever he wanted to do. But as he was interacting with the household of Saul, you know, Saul was his enemy. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, I will read. It says, David asked, "Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Praise God. You know, is there? And in verse 3, he repeated. He said, the king said, "Is there anyone remaining of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?" Out together. You know, he was seeking, he was a great man. He was a leader, a king. But he wanted to use his greatness, not as a weapon, but as a tool to nurture others, to raise other people, to bring other people so that they can experience the power of God. Praise God. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6, 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 6, he said to his men, you know this scripture very well. He said, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed." Here he was in the middle of Saul. Saul who was pursuing him. And he said, "No, I cannot do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed. Neither I lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." Praise God. I want us to pray a second prayer. This time around, I want us to ask God so that we can use our greatness, wherever we are, as a tool to nurture other people. This time around, I want you to stand. Just rise on your feet and lift your hand up and say, Father, may I use my greatness as a tool to nurture others. Just go ahead and pray to God. So, Lord, you have brought me this far. You have taken me to this level. I have attained this greatness. I can now interact with people I had never known before. I can now have a relationship with people in various capacities. You have brought me this far. You have promoted me. Lord, may I use this greatness, O Lord, as a tool to nurture others, O Lord. May I not use it negatively, O Lord. Just ask God. Ask him for his grace. He will grant you his grace. Lord, may I use my greatness, my capacity, whatever you have enabled me to become, may I use it, O Lord, so that other people will be nurtured. Lord, prepare me as your servant, O Lord. Let me be a leader that will hear from you, that will have a trust relationship with you, and Lord, take me to greater heights so that I may use my greatness, O Lord, indeed to nurture others. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We may take our seats as we proceed with this. Now, David also depended on God greatly. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37, he said, "The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will also rescue me from this Philistine." Now, David stood for the reputation of God. When he saw that God's name was being ridiculed by the Philistine, because the Philistine put up a very a fierce show, you know, and cursed David by his gods. And David said, no, you cannot do such a thing. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46, he said, "Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. And then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and the wild animals. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel." Praise God. So David, by defeating this Philistine, actually attained what I call a global anointing. Praise God. Prophesy to your neighbor and say, you will attain a global anointing. Because you see, David said the whole world, the globe, will know that there is a God in Israel. Praise God. He wanted even the pagans to know that our God is a living God. Praise God. I'm wondering how many of us in our various places as leaders can put up a charge and say, yes, I am in this place and my testimony is to exalt the reputation of God. You know? Is to say, you know, David, because David had a testimony. He had a testimony of what God had done. And he knew that God would do something great in this particular battle. David's testimony, therefore, made the devil to freeze. You find that David recognized and acknowledged that the God of heaven is the God of all things, and he cannot be defeated. If you are in a place and there is no testimony that you serve a living God, there is a problem. I want to tell you the truth. There must be a testimony that can show that actually you serve a living God. Praise the Lord. Some of you, the Lord has done amazing things in your life, and you cannot testify about them. You know? You see, by testifying and by putting it in front of this Philistine, David denied the enemy popularity. Praise God. He denied the enemy popularity. I want us in our prayer to deny the enemy popularity in our lives. Just pray and say, Father, in my Christian life, I deny the enemy popularity. Just deny him popularity. The enemy shall lose reputation in my life, in my family. Let the enemy lose reputation. Let God attain his greatness in my life. I will proclaim him as a great God, a living God. Lord, I deny the enemy popularity in my life, in my marriage, in my office, in my relationships with people. As a leader, I deny him popularity. I deny him popularity. The enemy will lose. The enemy will lose. The enemy will no longer be popular. Some of us have exalted the enemy more than God. Today, deny the enemy popularity. Deny him. Deny him. David did that. I deny the enemy popularity in my life. He shall no longer be popular. He shall no longer take center stage. The enemy has lost his battle. Instead, God has won his battle. God is my fighter. The Lord, I will always proclaim his reputation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Finally, we are going to pray through David's song of deliverance. So as a God-given leader, David was a delivered leader. Are we together? He was delivered. God had delivered him already. We're going to pray through his song of deliverance. It's found in Second Samuel chapter 22. You see, when God was preparing him, he was preparing him and to become a leader who would then bless a nation when he was a king. And his relationship, his trust relationship with God is the one that now ushered him into a new season of favor. He experienced deliverance and all other things. He was a man that had actually, who spoke by the Spirit of God. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, especially verse 2, he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Praise God. There are some of you who have come with fear. Fear of situations that are to come. I want you to pray this kind of prayer. Say, "Lord, be my rock. Be my fortress. Be my deliverer." Just pray and cry out to God. Say, "Father, be my rock. Be my deliverer. Lord, be my fortress. Be my fortress in my home. Be my fortress in my ministry. Be my fortress in my marriage. Be my fortress, oh Lord. Be my fortress in my troubles. I have gone through a lot of troubles. I have gone through a lot of turmoil situations. Lord, be my fortress. As you were with David, my Father, I pray that I will take refuge in you." Just take refuge in God. I don't know what you have come here to hear from God. Just pray to God. Say, "Lord, as I am standing here, as I am listening, O Lord, be my refuge, O Lord, my Father. Deliver me from the hand of all my enemies, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord, my Father. Be my shield. Be my horn of salvation. In my business, my Father, in my office, be my salvation. Be my stronghold, O Lord. Be my savior. You save me from violence. Save me from calamity. Save me from every kind of challenge, my Father. Lord, be my refuge. Be my rock, my Father. Be my fortress." In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, David said, "I call upon the Lord." See, that's a leader who has learned how to call on God. Praise God. He said, "I call upon God, who is worthy to be praised." That means it was also his custom, you know, because he's saying, "I call." I always do that. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. And he said, "I am saved from my enemies." So it would be that whenever he would call on the name of the Lord, he would be saved from his enemies. Praise the Lord. In verse 5, he said, "For the words of death encompassed me, the torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Shiloh entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. Verse 7. He says, in my distress I called upon the Lord. To my God I called. I want you to do exactly that. Call upon on the name of the Lord this afternoon. I don't know what you have come to present to God before him, but by calling upon the name of the Lord, you just lift your hand up and say, Father, in this situation, I choose to call on your name. Answer me today. Go ahead. Pray a desperate prayer. Say, Lord, in this situation today, I choose to call upon you, O Lord, my Father. Answer me, O Lord. Answer me, and save me from my enemies. Save me from the calamity, and save me from every challenge. Lord, I call upon you because you are worthy to be praised, O Lord, my Father. O Lord, out of my distress, O Lord, I am calling upon you. Some call upon chariots, others call upon shrines, others are calling upon their other gods. Lord, you are the living God. I am choosing to call upon you, my Father. Today, answer me, my refuge. Lord, I am choosing to call upon you out of my distress, my Father. Lord, let my cry come to your ears. Lord, answer me, O Lord. I choose to call upon you. Just call upon God. Continue to call upon him. Father, thank you, Lord, for your people that are calling upon your name. Lord, change their situations. Change their seasons. There are so many of them who are going through challenges. There are so many of them who cannot hear from you. There are so many of them, Lord, are struggling with addictions. Lord, they are calling upon you right now. Answer them. Answer them by fire. Surprise them, O Lord God. Lord, whenever we call upon you, we'll never be disappointed. Go ahead and call upon God. Lord, I choose to call upon you. Lord, your name can be depended on. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a mighty hand clap. As we conclude this, we read verse 9. Verse 9 of the same text of 2 Samuel chapter 22. It says, smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He was seen on the wings of the wind. He made darkness around his canopy, thick clouds, a gathering of water. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Praise God. You know, David is explaining a situation that, you know, was beyond probably yours. Because it's coming from verse 7 when he called upon the Lord, the name of the Lord. And we see in verse 8, verse 7 said, from his temple he heard my voice. So each time we call upon God, actually he hears our voice. And he continues. He said, then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations of the heavens trembled and quaked because he was angry. So David is explaining how God responded to his situation when he called upon him. One of the statements he has put, he said, the Lord thundered from heaven. I want you to stand this time. Stand on your feet and ask God to thunder from heaven. The Bible tells us that his voice is actually can break the cedars of Lebanon. Praise God. Just go ahead and say, Lord, for my sake, thunder from heaven. For my sake, O Lord, may you thunder. Just go ahead. For my sake, O Lord, my Father, in this situation, may you thunder, O Lord, from heaven. Most High, may you utter your voice, O Lord, my Father. For my sake, O Lord, may you send arrows to scatter them, to scatter every enemy along my way, O Lord. For my sake, O Lord, let your voice break the cedars of Lebanon. Let your voice shake the foundations of my situation. Let your voice destroy the wicked foundation. Let your voice destroy every wicked foundation. Let your voice destroy every wicked foundation. Let your voice destroy. Lord, for my sake, may you thunder from heaven. For the sake of my family, thunder from heaven. For the sake of my husband, oh Lord, may you thunder. For the sake of my wife, my father, thunder, oh Lord. For the sake of my father, for the sake of my mom, for the sake of my parents, for the sake of my fiancé, for the sake of my church, for the sake of my nation, oh Lord, thunder from heaven and answer me by fire. Lord, for your sake, Lord God, thunder, thunder. Thunder, oh Lord. Lord, thunder. You are in heaven, oh Lord. Thunder, oh Lord, for my own sake, oh Lord. Thunder from heaven. Let people see that there is a God in heaven. Answer me by fire. Lord, for the sake of my financial situation, thunder from heaven and release a mighty, mighty power. Oh Lord, Lord, for the sake of my family, thunder from heaven. Thunder from heaven, oh Lord. Thunder from heaven, oh Lord. Lord, for my own sake, thunder from heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You take your seat, and finally, as a God-given leader, David was confronted by several circumstances. But he said, but the Lord was my support. Praise God. He said, the Lord was my support. He was confronted. I know you're being confronted right now. I know that you are facing a situation that none of us, you know, probably has never faced. But David, as a God-given leader, David, as somebody who had a trust relationship with God, the Lord was his support. In verse 22, he said, in verse 20, he said, he brought me, meaning God, out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Praise God. And I pray that somebody here, God will delight with you in Jesus' name. Verse 21, he said, the Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. So there is a reward when you walk in the uprightness of God and when you develop a trust relationship. But verse 22, which we're going to pray with, he says, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Praise the Lord. So for all these things to be possible, for you to enjoy this element of calling upon God out of your distress and he answers you by fire, it will require that you keep the ways of the Lord. It's not something that is just going to come automatically. Praise God. It will require that you actually keep the ways of the Lord. And we're going to pray for the grace to do that. Are we together? We're going to pray that we will be able to keep the ways of the Lord and we will not depart from God. Let's pray. Let's stand up and pray that prayer. Lift your hand up and say, Father, today, give me the grace to keep your ways and not depart from you. Go ahead and pray that prayer. Father, today, give me the grace to keep your way, to keep your ways, to keep always your ways, O Lord, and not depart from you, not depart from your ways. Lord, if you are to thunder from heaven concerning my situation, I know that it is only going to be possible when I keep your ways. So Lord, give me the grace, oh Lord, give me the grace to keep you my ways, to keep in your ways and not depart from you, oh Lord. Give me the grace, oh Lord, my Father. Lord, may I not depart from your ways. Your ways are the best, oh Lord. Your ways will lead me to my divine destiny. Your ways will lead me to the expectations. Your ways will lead me to the hope of glory. Your ways are the best, oh Lord. I will not follow the ways of the wicked. I will not follow the counsel of the wicked. I will not follow the ways of the people that visit shrines. Lord, let me be established in your ways, my Father. Lord, establish your word in me, O Lord, that I may keep your ways, my Father. Let me not depart from your ways, O Lord, my Father. Let me not depart from your ways. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Let's give God a mighty hand clap. Let's pray. Father and my God, we thank you for your people that have come. I believe that you have heard their cries. I believe that none of them is going back, Lord, without an answer. They are going with an answer. Lord God, some of them, you are going to surprise them. They will look back and say, how did this happen? What about this one? Lord, some of them have just called on your name for the sake of calling it, but they really didn't believe. Lord, I pray that today will mark the beginning of a mega testimony in their lives. Lord, that as they come back here, they will give a testimony that on that day, it was prophesied of me that whenever I call upon the name of the Lord, he will surprise me. So Lord, give them surprises. Let there be a miracle in their life. Not just a miracle for the sake of it being a miracle, but because they need to know, because your word tells us there are those miracles you do so that we may know who you are, O Lord. Thank you, Father, because they are here. Thank you, Father, because you have taught them. And Lord, continue to raise them. May they hear from you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.